Well, we did finish by Monday drawing the draft for the gazettement for members of parliament and also for the both the House and Senate, including those elected and those who have been nominated. So we took the notice to the Kenya Gazette this evening, and we believe tomorrow it should be out to allow for what the House is to meet and elect a speaker. And we are now going to finalize the nominations for the county representatives who have been nominated. The ones who have been elected, we've already gazetted them.
Does that mean that once the gazette is done, then they are ready to be sworn in by the Speaker of the House?
Well, they have to appoint a Speaker for both the House and Senate. There are quite a number of people who express their interest. So when the Parliament convenes, I don't know when, then there will be, the first thing they have to do is elect a Speaker. We are working together with the transitional authority to make sure also it is done at the county level also.
Now, so how soon will the county level officials who have been elected be gazetted by the IEBC?
The ones who have been elected, we have already gazetted. The ones we still need to do are the ones that were nominated by the various parties. There are areas where parties didn't think that they would garner enough seats to be able to nominate a county rep. So there are gaps where we will ask political parties to fill those gaps. Hopefully, we are hoping that we will finish this business either by Saturday or Monday to be gazetted.
Is the IEBC reviewing its internal workings or how it organized this general elections, including the presidential vote?
Yeah, of course, any organization, once it's done a major exercise like we've done, will have to sit back and ask the officers both at the headquarters and also in the region to give us a report. And as that we did, remember, during the referendum of 2010, and we had a workshop to discuss our own internal reports. But what has complicated the whole exercise is, of course, is the case before the Supreme Court, where there was a dispute over the presidential results, and we've had to defend ourselves, and of course the chairman also, as you mentioned, personally has had to defend himself. So we did table our submission yesterday evening, and today the Chief Justice gave a direction as to how the whole thing will be conducted.
Is the commission reviewing to improve the way it conducted the election and find ways of ensuring to educate more Kenyans about the next time they vote about their rights, their responsibilities, and what to do?
We will do a comprehensive review, but as I said, our priority right now is to deal with both the issue of the case before the Supreme Court and also to do the nominations, because that is our responsibility, so that the houses both at the national level and at the county level can begin to meet, appoint the officers, the clerks, the speakers, because people have to apply for those positions. And also they have to be sworn in, the governors and everybody else has to be sworn in. So there is a timetable that has been issued by the transitional authority, and we've agreed with the judiciary and also the transitional authority in terms of venue and when they will be sworn in.
So, Ambassador, last but not the least, when is the specific time period by which the parliament speaker is supposed to be chosen for the process to continue?
Well, we believe now that we will have the gazette notice will have come will come out tomorrow. Then we will see now the process as it will go, because that will be beyond ourselves as to when the parliament can convene. You see, now the problem is that since there is a case challenging the results, the issue is whether the outgoing president can actually call the National Assembly, or it will have to wait until the case is determined by the Supreme Court by the third week of this month.